This morning's public reading of God's Word is found in Luke chapter 5. We're going to be reading verses 27 to verse 32 here this morning. The next paragraph markings here within Luke's narrative. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 27. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican, named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, unto Levi, follow me. And he, Levi, left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples. They were meditating, murmuring under the breath, murmuring, okay, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word, but remain open. Levi here is another name for one of the 12 apostles named Matthew. Matthew and Levi, those two names are synonymous with the same person. Matthew and Levi. Many people in the ancient world did have two names. For instance, Saul of Tarsus, the Christian killer, who then becomes the Apostle Paul, the church builder, was known as Saul and then Paul. Okay? Peter, Cephas, and Peter. Okay? People had two names. If they were Jewish, they had two names, their Hebrew name given to them at birth, and if they dilly-dallied in a non-Jewish world amongst the pagans and the Gentiles, they would have a Gentile name when they would relate to that segment of the Roman Empire. Okay? And so this is Levi, who is also named Matthew, whose gospel we have. Now notice, he's sitting at the receipt of custom. He was a tax collector. And in the days when the Roman Empire occupied the eastern part of their empire, they would collect, like people do today, tax. The Jewish people despised the Romans. Levi, unfortunately, worked for the Romans. He was on the Roman payroll. And he was a nasty, dirty, conniving tax collector. And what the Jewish people would get so ticked off with their own people who worked for the Romans as a custom or a tax collector is that Matthew would be sitting at his table there in the open street, people coming and going, buying and selling. And there would normally be maybe one or two Roman soldiers next to him for protection. And he would have all of his coins on the table and he would have a register. And Joe Schmo would walk up. And Joe Schmo would owe taxes. The tax collectors who were Jewish on the Roman payroll would do this. Let's say, for instance, the going tax rate was 5 pieces of silver in this illustration. Schmo would walk up. Hey, Schmo, you come to pay taxes? Yeah, I'm here to pay my taxes. 10 pieces of silver, please. Excuse me? 10 pieces. Please. Roman soldier, are you ready to protect me? 10 pieces of silver. Well, Schmo would cough up 10 pieces of silver. 5 would go into the little chest for Rome. The other 5 went to his pocket. They would rob their people blind. If you don't believe this, notice that when Levi does respond to Jesus' call to be a disciple, look at verse 29. How do we know that Levi had the means to throw this party? Levi made him not simply a feast. They didn't call for Chinese. It was a great feast. Notice, in Matthew's own home. Matthew was not living in a rental apartment. He had his own spread. probably outside of town, an estate with land and maybe servants. Well, how do you get that way? Not on minimum wage, but as a tax collector, fleecing people. And guess what? Jesus called one of those type of people to be one of his 12 apostles. I thought Jesus only picks perfect people. I thought Jesus only picks clean and squeaky people. People who never have a bad day. Those are the only ones that Jesus hangs around with. No, because drop down to verses 32. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And you notice that when they have this party here in verse 29, there's a great company of tax collectors and other people. And when you read the other Gospels and you put all this together, not only were there tax collectors who were not saved but who were still stealing invited to this great feast, you had harlots, you had women of the night, and you had the other riffraff that Matthew used to hang around with, used to. And he invited them to this feast. Now get this. So they would have an encounter with his Savior. And notice who gets ticked off in verse 30. Who gets ticked off? Here's Jesus at this beautiful banquet. And around that table are people who need Christ as Savior. They need forgiveness. They need to be cleansed on the inside. You've got some of the most notorious people around that table. And apparently Levi or Matthew even invited some of the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who thought of themselves as totally aloof from all of this scum that was around this table. The Pharisees and the Sadducees took issue with Jesus. Why are you hanging out with this riffraff if you are the Son of God? And what did Jesus tell them in that verse 31? This was a saying that was quoted back in the ancient days amongst the Jews. They that are whole, someone who's not sick, they don't need a doctor. But the only person who needs a doctor is a person who's running a fever and can't get out of bed. So what's the illustration here? These people who were at the table knew they were sick. And they were looking to the man at the head of the table, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be their Savior. The Pharisees and the scribes, they saw themselves, I don't need no doctor. I'm not sick. And yet in Jesus' eyes, the ones who were standing with the self-righteous, pompous attitude were the ones who were the sicker of the ones who were in that room. And so notice that Jesus is a friend of sinners. Jesus is not a friend of the self-righteous. Jesus is not the one who identifies himself with self-righteous, pompous, arrogant morons. Doesn't associate with them. He associates with riffraff, gutter rats, those who can taste their sin, those who know that in God's sight they are doomed. They came to that table to hear the master. These two bird dogs, these two groups here, stood in condemnation of the friend of sinners. And therefore they were telling Jesus, I'm not sick, and I don't need you. The ones at the table were willing to acknowledge, I am sick, dear Lord. Heal me of my sickness called sin. Well, may God bless his word.